From the world-famous city of New Orleans, it's the Black and Blue Report. Starring Sean Kelly, producer Dan, D-Dub in the Black and Blue Orchestra.
Yeah.
And the Benchwarmers. Today's special guests include the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans Pelicans, and whoever else we could get to stop by. Online and worldwide, it's the Black and Blue Report. Live, sort of, from Studio B, here's Sean Kelly.
How goes it? It's a Monday edition of the Black and Blue Report. Hope this finds you well. And greetings today from San Antonio, Texas. I'm Sean Kelly, on the road with the New Orleans Pelicans as they begin a really tough back-to-back tonight. First against the San Antonio Spurs and then back home tomorrow night against the Golden State Warriors. As far as that home game goes tomorrow, this is one of the teams you're going to want to see this year if you're making a list of who's at the top of the NBA as far as fan interest and everything else. Golden State's going to be in the mix for a long time this year, and so tomorrow night will be a chance to see them live and in the flesh. Of course, tickets are still available. You can call 504-525-HOOP or go to Pelicans.com. But first things first, here we are in San Antonio today. It is a nasty day here. I know it's cold back home, too. But the Pelicans will face the Spurs for the first time tonight. Pelicans won just one game in the series last year against San Antonio. As a matter of fact, the Spurs are winners of seven of the last eight meetings between these two. But there are new times for the Pelicans, and so hopefully tonight will go very well. The Spurs come into it winners of nine in a row. They are atop the West at 12-1, and with so many players back from last year's Western Conference Championship team, they're off to a great start. So tough task tonight for the Pelicans, who have won three straight and find themselves at 500. Tonight is a chance to go above 500, have a winning record for the first time in over a year. It's been since early November of last year when the then Hornets were 3-2 following a win over the Charlotte Bobcats. So could be a nice night. Going to be a tall order, though. We're going to break it down for you as we go throughout the day. It's pretty much a Pelicans-heavy Black and Blue Report today. Jim Eichenhofer, writer for Pelicans.com, is our guest coming up. We'll take you back to the end of the homestand, and visit with Eric Gordon. That was after the comeback win over the Cavaliers on Friday night. And then we'll wrap up the show today as I kind of take you through shoot-around. The Pelicans will do that late morning here on this Monday, and we'll get some thoughts from the guys after shoot-around today and ask them to help us preview tonight's game against the San Antonio Spurs. We got in here yesterday, late afternoon, and after dinner, I was pretty much like everybody else on the NFL side, glued into that Broncos-Patriots game last night, and it was all I could do to stay awake. But what a weird finish to a thrilling comeback win for the Patriots. So NBC gets another big one last night. I haven't seen the ratings yet, but I'm sure it'll be pretty large. Speaking of NBC and Sunday Night Football, if you haven't heard already, the Saints will be back on Sunday Night Football coming up in December when they host the Carolina Panthers. That game, as they say, has been flexed to a Sunday night game, so what was a daytime game is now a Sunday night affair on national TV, and that'll follow, of course, a national TV appearance against the Seattle Seahawks 1 week from today, and we'll start to jump into our Saints coverage here on the Black and Blue Report a little bit later in the week. You've got shows today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll take a little break for the holidays, and then, of course, the Saints and Seahawks on Monday night from Seattle. So today we'll talk Pelicans. We'll get started with Jim Eichenhofer in just a moment. Eric Gordon still to come, and more from shoot-around today in San Antonio before we wrap up this Monday edition. Spurs and Pelicans tonight, and we'll get our coverage started here in just a moment.
Make the holiday season extra special for your favorite sports fan by giving the gift of Pelicans basketball. The Pelicans Holiday Plan, presented by Austin Steakhouse, is the perfect stocking stuffer. With packages starting as low as $45, you can choose any five games, including the Heat, Thunder, and Clippers. Plus, with every Holiday Plan purchase, you'll receive a free $25 Austin Steakhouse gift card. Call 525-HOOP or visit Pelicans.com to get your holiday plan today.
Are you ready for healthcare reform? At Blue Cross, we're ready to help. Learn all you can about healthcare reform at bcbsla.com/reform. Here you'll find information on tax credits, health insurance options, answers to frequently asked questions, and a handy checklist to help you prepare. Visit us today at bcbsla.com/reform and get ready.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and is incorporated as Louisiana Health Service and Indemnity Company.
It's Pelicans game day. This is the Black and Blue Report.
Jim Eichenhofer joins me here on Black and Blue Report from San Antonio this morning. I call John Senior Chief because he's senior writer for NewOrleansSaints.com. Let me make sure I get the official title right here.
You can just call me Pelicans.com writer.
All right, that's easy enough.
I'll have to put in a little bit more work to get to John DeShazer's status, but it's in me. Don't worry.
I'm not so sure he even knows what it means, but we tease him all the time. So I just yell, "Hey, Senior Chief!" So that's what we do with John. So you've been traveling now with the Pelicans for almost a month now. Well, actually, if you go back to the preseason, more than that, and you're in your first season of traveling with them on the road. Has anything surprised you or caught your attention about, I guess, traveling with this basketball team?
I think one of the surprising things is probably some of the really late nights. How you might have a couple nights in a row where you don't get to sleep until 3 or 4 a.m. But overall, though, I'd say it's been great. It's been really cool, as you can imagine, for somebody who loves the NBA to just be in all these different arenas and see all these different cities. So, I mean, overall, it's just been great for me.
Yeah, I can tell. It's reflected in your writing. I've been noticing that on Pelicans.com. So, of course, when you're following the Pelicans, you want to make sure the Pelicans.com is a part of your daily intake of the NBA and of course, the Pelicans. So we're sitting here in San Antonio where it feels like we're in, like, Detroit. It's, like, 39 degrees and rainy this morning. It's really awful, but it does feel like basketball weather, and basketball it is on today's show. The Pelicans begin a back-to-back, a really difficult one with the Spurs tonight here in San Antonio and then back home tomorrow against the Golden State Warriors. One of the things that Jim Eichenhofer does on Pelicans.com is, again, I might get this worded wrong, five things to know about the Pelicans. And so have you already compiled your five things to know here on this Monday?
I have. I usually do it at least by 9 a.m. every day, so it's something that you can see each day on the website.
You want to give us a sneak peek of what you got today?
Well, today, basically, we just recapped looking back at what happened in the Friday game against Cleveland, as well as just taking a look at some of the things that the Pelicans have to do to give San Antonio a really tough game tonight, which I think one of the things is really limiting turnovers. Teams that have been careless with the ball, the Spurs usually jump all over teams that do that. So that was one of the things that they talked about a lot during practice yesterday, was just being really sound on both ends of the floor, but in particular making sure that they take care of the ball.
One guy who's been better with the ball is Drew Holiday. His homestand was great. I don't have the exact numbers, but it's like 7 turnovers to 20-some-odd assists and 4 steals over the course of that homestand, which the Pelicans won all 3. You know, he's taken a step. It seems like this team has taken a step over the last week or so.
Sure. I think one of the things that's been interesting to watch with him is that he's kind of had to take a little bit of a different role. With Philadelphia, he was a scorer, a guy that they needed to get, you know, 20, 25 points at times to have a chance to win. So it's been interesting watching him just take more of a pass-first role. And I think on this team, that's something that he's going to have to do. And just assist-to-turnover ratio is always important for a point guard, but I think compared to his role in Philadelphia, it's even bigger now that he needs to be somebody that cuts his turnovers and makes sure that everybody else is getting involved in the offense.
Our next segment's going to be Eric Gordon, that I my visit with him post-game on Friday night that it wrapped up the homestand. And you were in that post-game locker room. It was maybe the best feel we've had in the locker room yet following a game. First time they'd come back to win after being outshot by an opponent. First time they'd come back to win after having or not having the lead going into the fourth quarter. There were a lot of marks about Friday's game that seemingly told us a little bit more about this team. Are we making too much about a win over a Cleveland team, or is that significant here in the first month?
I think it was significant because it seemed like one of those things where you finally turn the corner a little bit, in that during the first couple weeks of the season, a lot of those games were going against the Pelicans. It seemed like they had games where they played really well for most of the game and still ended up with a loss. But in this case, it seemed like it was just a struggle to get through most of the night, and then they ended up, you know, picking up a win. So I think a lot of guys just looked around and were like, you know, this is a really good sign that we can play maybe so-so for most of the game, but figure out a way in the last 5 minutes to get a victory.
So San Antonio tonight, when I was doing my game prep on the plane yesterday, it's scary. And I've known this about San Antonio for a long time, and it seemingly never changes and all that. But looking at what they've been able to do here in their first 13 seems even a tick above what normally a Greg Popovich team has been doing. I got to think right now, this is the favorite in the West. There isn't another team that's shown the same consistency or lockdown stats that the Spurs have. You know, last year you and I were talking that Greg Popovich had kind of made a change. He'd always been a defensive-minded coach, and he had some young guns last year, and they actually became somewhat of an offensive team. Well, now when you look at their stuff, they're both all over again. Only one team, Jim, has scored more than 100 on those guys in 13 games.
Sure. I mean, if you look around the West, there's a lot of the other teams that people projected to be contenders have, you know, maybe not major issues, but they have guys in and out of the lineup. Like Westbrook was rested by OKC last night. A few of the other teams, like Golden State, who the Pelicans are going to play on Tuesday, have a couple guys out, like Iguodala, and Curry's missed some games. So really across the board, if you look at the West, like you said, you have to say the Spurs are the favorite right now. They're off to the best start, and they really don't have any concerns that you can really see on the surface.
Any other notes for you in your pile there with regard to not only tonight but tomorrow, since we're going to take this as a back-to-back?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. The media has talked to Drew Holiday a lot the last couple days, because this back-to-back, he's really, I mean, the team overall, you play the Spurs and the Warriors 2 games in a row, it's not an enviable task, but him specifically, he has to face Tony Parker, who's, you know, just off to another great start, and then he has Stephen Curry Tuesday night. So that's one of the really interesting things, I think, about this back-to-back, is just watching Drew play against a couple of the other elite point guards.
I hope he does well, and I hope he gets some sleep on Wednesday, that's for sure. Then it's off to the East Coast on the road, your old neck of the woods, this coming weekend. Tonight on Pelicans.com, what can folks look forward to as far as enhanced game coverage from you all?
Well, you know, we'll be tweeting during the game like we always do. You can follow the official Pelicans account as well as my Twitter account. And then after the game, we'll have post-game recap and post-game videos from the locker room and, you know, just a pretty extensive coverage of what hopefully will be a good night for the Pelicans.
All right. For those who don't know, how do they follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter account is Jim, the underscore, and then my last name, which is EICHENHOFER.
All right. Anything you're going to do today here in San Antonio that we should be aware of?
I'm not sure. I mean, looking around, like you said, it doesn't look like the most attractive day for tourism. So, I mean, I've been here a couple times before and seen the Alamo and stuff like that, but I'll have to get back to you because I'm really not sure what all is going to be involved in the plan today.
Yeah, not a good Alamo day, to say the least. I don't think that's going to happen on this front either. And I've been there multiple times, but yet today just doesn't strike me as the day to go for a walk, that's for sure. Jim Heikenhofer from Pelicans.com is our guest here on the Black and Blue Report. We're in San Antonio today, as the Pelicans get set for the San Antonio Spurs. All right, as promised, coming up next, we will look more at today's action from shoot-around and get you really set up as we'll talk to the Pelicans about their matchup tonight with the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay, you've just been told you have a serious heart issue. Congestive heart failure, a valve problem, a complex rhythm disorder. Now what? At Ochsner, we suggest you take a moment and do some research. When you do, you'll find Ochsner Medical Center has the only heart program in the region ranked among the nation's best by U.S. News & World Report. We routinely treat the most complex cases with revolutionary procedures such as surgical and non-surgical valve replacements and the total artificial heart. And we have the largest, most comprehensive program for treating arrhythmias in the Gulf South, offering options not available elsewhere in the region. At the end of the day, the most important thing to hear is,
I just saw your test results and they look great. No problems.
Leading edge care. Just one more reason to choose an Ochsner-affiliated physician. For an appointment, visit Ochsner.org or call 1-866-OCHSNER. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Ochsner. Healthcare with peace of mind.
This is Pelicans guard Eric Gordon, and you're listening to the Black and Blue Report.
Well, our Black and Blue Report continues from San Antonio this morning as we embark on a new week and a new back-to-back. Warriors tomorrow night, as we mentioned back at the top of the program. Our thanks to Jim Eichenhofer for stopping by. Pelicans are coming off of their thrilling comeback win against the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday night. It capped a perfect homestand and a three-game win streak now in progress for New Orleans. After the ballgame, we talked to Eric Gordon, who has been hot, hot, hot. Double figures in 8 of his last 10. Had another nice performance against the Cavaliers the other night. And in a very exciting and happy locker room Friday, we sat down with Eric to talk about the homestand and the comeback win for the Pelicans. Eric, we got a first for this team, a fourth quarter comeback win. And coach seemed to say that was a significant step in the growth of this unit as you guys begin the season together.
Well, yeah, we just stepped up in the second half. You know, in the first half, they was hitting a lot. They was hitting everything. They was attacking the rim and almost had it everywhere they wanted. But it was time for us to step up. And, yeah, it was trying to we definitely needed to grow and show steps to try to win a game.
Down 12 in the fourth. Was there a particular play or a trip that seemed to say, hey, we can do this?
Well, we just had a couple lapses where they had a big lead at some point in the fourth, and we just started making shots. And when I think it was around that 5 minutes where we just started scoring at will, taking it to the basket, knocking down threes, and it was almost all a good team group effort. I mean, it was all a good group effort towards the end of the game.
Eric, where do you guys know each other best right now? Is it on the offensive end of the floor or the defensive end of the floor as far as playing together?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is you know, it's a little bit, we have our lapses, you know. Sometimes we could be great on defense, sometimes we were great on offense. But, you know, offensively, you know, we had a slow start today. And I'll say as long as we have a good start on offense, I think that will continually help our defense.
Which of those is coming faster for you as a group? As far as the whole process of learning how to play together, is it been faster on the defensive end or the offensive end? I'm just talking about games in general, not tonight.
I would say probably a little bit of defense because I think that's easier for us because we got, you know, big guards and then you got our front court who block shots. So I think that's helping us so far mostly.
Back to 500 because you have a great homestand. Can you talk about the significance of what you did to turn things around after that West Coast road trip?
Yeah, we just really bogged down and played good team ball. You know, we knew after that trip we needed to move the ball and on offense and defensively we just need to hunker down and just really lock down teams throughout the game.
That's Eric Gordon of the New Orleans Pelicans, and when we come back we will take you to shoot around in San Antonio this morning and get an up to the moments preview of tonight's game against the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey there, what you having?
What kind of specials do you have today?
Well, tonight we're doing $2 benzene and tonics, $4 lemon arsenics, and $5 beryllium bombs.
Wait, what? Those don't sound like drinks. They sound like types of poison.
Well, it's a fine line. Besides, this is a smoky bar. What do you think we're all breathing in right now?
I don't know. Nicotine?
Listen, I'm gonna hook you up. You're not really living until you've had a formaldehyde martini.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Secondhand smoke does more than just stink. It costs Louisiana thousands of lives and contains dozens of harmful chemicals that lead to things like emphysema, heart disease, and lung cancer. Learn what's being done to protect all Louisianans in bars and gaming facilities at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Want each show delivered right to your iPhone or iPad? Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching Black and Blue Report.
Welcome back to the Black and Blue Report. Our show continues from San Antonio today. Shoot Around is wrapped up. Drew Holiday is going to be our guest as we get ready for Pelicans and Spurs tonight. Drew, are you a guy that looks at your numbers?
A couple of them. Yeah. I look at assists and turnovers.
All right, good. Let's start there. Have you noticed your last three games?
I've had a lot of assists and little turnovers, yeah.
27 assists, 7 turnovers. You've really cut down on the turns. The assists are up. It seems like your homestand in general, because if you look at your field goal percentage too, all that stuff leans in a good direction for you. Was there something about last week that you started to turn a corner or things clicked right?
I guess just felt comfortable out there offensively. More comfortable out there offensively. Obviously learning that there are a lot of lot of shot makers on this team where I don't have to take as many shots. I don't have to take ill-advised shots at all just because of the offense, the way that it's set up, and the personnel on the team. So,
has there been that drastic a change from your role that you had in Philadelphia to your role now with New Orleans?
It's been different. It's been different where, again, last year I think I had to do a lot more of the heavy lifting. If it was scoring, which obviously was big, I feel like I had to take at least 15 to 20 shots for us to have a chance to win. And here I feel like I could take 7-9 shots and we're still gonna win. So.
When it comes to turnovers as a point guard, I know that's like you said, that's one of the numbers you look at right away. Is it easier to take care of the ball more in an offense that, like you said, has weapons as opposed to an offense where you had to be almost a primary scorer?
I guess I wouldn't say that. I guess I feel like I'm more of like a pass-first kind of person. So sometimes I try to force the issue even if it's not there to try to get, you know, my teammates involved or get somebody a shot. But I guess here it's a little different because – at times, you can't really leave these guys open, so I have a shot. And then at times where, you know, I might be driving and I'm in the paint, they have to, you know, leave them for them to have a wide open shot. So last year it was just a little different because I tried to force the issue a lot more than I am here. And here I'm just letting it kind of come.
This back-to-back's an interesting one for you. How about Tony Parker one night and then Golden State the next? You strike me as a guy that looks at that and says, all right, let's go.
Yeah, man, it's fun. Again, a guy who led the league in scoring in the paint for, like, his whole career, and then a guy who's probably, if not the best three-point shooter in the league. It's going to be a fun couple days.
When you look at San Antonio, you know, the names, they never seem to change. It's always the San Antonio thing, and yet when I look at their stuff through the first 13 games, this is scary stuff when you look at it. When you go into a game like that, you know San Antonio and everything else, what is the key against a team that's seemingly, that, pardon the cliche, a well-oiled machine?
Just stick to your principles. You can't get out of anything that I guess the coaches tell you not to do. They set up a game plan that best fits and gives us the best chance to win. So stick with that, even if, you know, I don't know if we jump out or if they jump out, whatever it is, just stick to the plan the whole game and we have the best chance of winning the game.
All right, everybody wants to talk about all their advantages. Surely you, in your mind, feel like this team here, the Pelicans, has some advantages going into the game tonight. What would those be?
We're young. Obviously a lot of energy. I think we're really fast. We have Anthony Davis who runs like a track star. Obviously Tyreek and Eric, who you get them out in the open court and they're pretty hard to stop. So that's either a layup or going to the free throw line. Then you have shooters like Amo and Ryan who space up the floor. I mean, they obviously have their shooters and all that too. But I feel like we kind of have a little bit more juice. I guess, we'll find out tonight.
Yep. I'm enjoying watching you play. I'm learning a lot from you. I appreciate the visit.
Thanks, man.
Point guard Drew Holiday with us here on the Black and Blue Report today. Pelicans and Spurs tonight. We'll be back to wrap up the show in just a moment.
All-Star Electric is lighting up the future with the latest in LED lighting. All-Star Electric specializes in the installation and conversion of the newest LED lighting products. This lasting investment is virtually maintenance-free and offers significant savings on your next electricity bill.
This is Tim Blanchard, president of All-Star Electric. Let us evaluate your building, parking lot, or home for an LED conversion because we know we can save you some money.
This is Todd Graves, founder of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Sure, other fans are hungry for a win. But here in New Orleans, we make sure that you're well-fed, too. With tailgates of our fresh chicken fingers and jugs of lemonade and sweet tea. Loving the Saints is like the freshness of Cane's. All day, no quit. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. The official chicken of your New Orleans Saints.
Pelicans.com and NewOrleansSaints.com. Your first stop when following your teams.
Time to wrap things up here on this Monday edition of the Black and Blue Report, coming to you from San Antonio this morning as we get set for Spurs and Pelicans tonight. Hopefully the good times to keep it rolling. Hey, congratulations to everyone. We had the Crescent City sweep over the weekend dating back to Thursday as the Saints won, the Pelicans won, the LSU Tigers won, and the Tulane Green Wave won, their seventh win of the season. Probably talk about those guys a little bit more as the week progresses, but it's been a real good weekend with regard to the local teams, and it feels good here on this Monday. Hopefully those feelings continue, as I mentioned tonight, against San Antonio. That'd be a real step for this Pelicans ball club, who, again, beat the Spurs just one time last year and have lost seven of their last eight against San Antonio. They are the defending Western Conference champions, and they're loaded for bear once again here this season. They come in winners of nine straight, record of 12-1. But, boy, this would be a good one here. The Pelicans looking for their second road win of the season and then hopefully coming back to you tomorrow with a winning record and a matchup with the Golden State Warriors at the arena at 7 tomorrow evening. Coverage tonight on the radio begins at 7 o'clock. You can find us on the FM dial in New Orleans at our flagship station. That's WWL-FM, otherwise around the New Orleans Pelicans radio network. Television coverage on Fox Sports New Orleans begins at 7. Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. Keep that in mind. And of course, as Jim Heikenhofer mentioned earlier in the program, there is enhanced coverage for you on Pelicans.com. Our thanks to Daniel Salerson. Producer Dan is back in Studio B in New Orleans. He's put it all together for us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow at home against the Golden State Warriors. Until then, see you on the radio tonight in San Antonio. Sean Kelly saying so long for just a while.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Black and Blue Report. If all goes well, we'll be back tomorrow. Tune in each weekday at 12 p.m. or at your convenience exclusively online at NewOrleansSaints.com and Pelicans.com. Follow your teams direct from the source, the Black and Blue Report.